President Bush this week makes his first trip to the Middle East. His mission is to open negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians on a new peace initiative known as the Roadmap. The first stop will be the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, where the president meets tomorrow with moderate Arab leaders and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. On Wednesday, in the Jordanian port of Aqaba, Mr. Bush will meet again with Abbas and with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush is the first American president to set a date for the creation of a Palestinian state. Yet, for his first 18 months in office, Mr. Bush stayed on the sidelines of efforts to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians as violence raged throughout the region. Now, with the war in Iraq more or less behind him and a new Palestinian prime minister as a negotiating partner, the president finally is going to invest the prestige of his office in the cause of peace and Palestinian statehood. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says those factors and Israel's acceptance of the roadmap, albeit with reservations, convinced the president that the time was right.
The president has always said that when he thought he could give a little impetus to what is going to be a very long and difficult process, that he would do so.
The roadmap is a three-stage process calling for parallel steps by Palestinians and Israelis that are designed to ensure security for Israel and to lead to the creation of a Palestinian state by 2005. Palestinians have embraced the plan. Israel has listed 14 problems with the document, which was drafted by the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations. Its sponsors say they won't change it under pressure from either side. Samuel Lewis, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, says that doesn't mean there won't be any changes.
The fact that we said we wouldn't make any changes in it, and so did the other parties, the Europeans and the UN and the Russians, only reflected, I think, a diplomatic reality that if you start negotiating changes before you ever start negotiating, period, you never get anywhere in this business. So to have the roadmap accepted basically in principle by both sides in order to get started negotiating about the details in it is the right way to do it.
The history of Middle East peacemaking is punctuated by failures. Yet analysts who have devoted years to this issue are cautiously optimistic about the roadmap. Stephen Cohen is a national scholar with the Israel Policy Forum and president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development. Cohen says there is something that makes the roadmap different.
If you look at the other times, what was available to Israelis and Palestinians when they were negotiating was that they always had their baseball bat ready to hit the other one over the head the minute they become unhappy. For the Israelis, that was always to build new settlements. For the Palestinians, it was always to engage in violence. What's interesting about the roadmap is that for whatever reasons, they've started by saying we have to take away the baseball bats from both sides.
The first phase of the roadmap calls for the Palestinians to halt violence and the Israelis to dismantle settlements that have been built since March 2001. Under Phase 1, each party also is supposed to recognize the other's right to exist. U.S. officials currently are in the region to discuss that issue and the things that everyone would be expected to do next, under the supervision of American monitors on the ground. Edward Abington, former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem and now a Palestinian Authority representative in Washington, says he is optimistic that the process will pay off.
President Bush has become actively involved in this issue, and that's what's been lacking. You can already see a change in tone between Prime Minister Sharon and Prime Minister Abbas, and they have started doing things on the ground that the U.S. has been urging them to do for months now. And they've done this, I believe, because of President Bush's personal involvement.
Ambassador Lewis says he, too, is somewhat optimistic about this week's summit because he doesn't think either Sharon or Abbas can afford to let it fail and lose the goodwill of the Bush administration. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.